I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome back to Chair Getting Season 2, Episode 2. And last week, I talked shit about the Big Ten the most, but I also talked some shit about the ACC, so I felt like I should bring on somebody that lives and breathes ACC. Sam Cheetah, he is a contributor for studentunionsports.com and also a Florida State Seminole, so this should be an interesting conversation. How's it going, Sam?
It's going well, Rattlesnake. Thanks for having me on, man. I gotta defend the ACC a little, even if the Noles don't really deserve it this week.
Hey, at least you're not the Big Ten of the pack. I'll say that.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I actually just published an article this week, Biggest Losers of Week 3 in College Football. Number one, I put Big Ten. Number two, pack. And unfortunately, number three, I put Florida State. So there you go. There's that. But can you blame me? I mean, we all
saw. Not at all. I would put us there too. Yeah, yeah.
Do you just want to dive into Florida State? We're already talking about it.
Definitely. Yeah, we can go right into this mess.
Can you try to defend the Seminoles somehow, or are you just gonna just dive into the hate and the angst that is Florida State right now?
Yeah, man. It's a bit of both. Like going into the year, there were high expectations. I mean, every fan base, you got people who expect, you know, 11 to 12 wins every year. That wasn't going to happen.
Especially with the new coach. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a whole new culture, a whole new staff. They didn't return anybody except our D-line coach from last year. And I expected 7 to 9 wins, and that was kind of being, you know, generous with 9. The Noles have a tough schedule. They got Notre Dame on the road, Clemson, Miami on the road. But I expected, you know, some early wins against Syracuse and an easy win against Samford and probably going to beat Virginia Tech. And I was wrong about all three, yeah. As was everyone else. But the offensive line is just a mess. You got, I think, 10 guys have played it down on the O-line, like significant downs, not just like a snap or two. I don't know if you saw the Twitter video of our, I think, left tackle. Dude, I was... That was some high school JV shit.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Just, I was like, how are they getting recruited to play at Florida State?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's how, like, bad it is.
It was terrible.
Yeah, where you're questioning how this person got to that level of football. You know, this is Florida State. This is a blue blood traditional college football program. And yeah, like you said, that's like JV high school football. You just let them run right by them.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect to see that at any school in Division I, that includes right. FCS. Like, that's bad. And I get, like, it's a new stage for a lot of those young guys, like, you know, playing football. It's hard when you get thrown into a game because the guy in front of you is hurt. I get that completely. But, I mean, it was embarrassing to watch that. The Noles have no running game. Francois, our quarterback's definitely struggling in this new system coming off an injury. It's just rough. The defense has been pretty impressive to me so far. Against Syracuse, they did let up 30 points. But if you watch the game, which I'm sorry if you had to, because it was honestly a terrible game.
I was watching it just for entertainment value after a certain point.
Oh, man. It was – I've never seen a game, like, worse played by both teams in the first three quarters. But yeah. Yeah, man, like, just watching the offense just couldn't get anything going. The defense kept basically stalling Syracuse, only let up, I think, 12 points or 13 points in the first three quarters, and fourth quarter, everything broke open. But I've been impressed by them, a lot of young guys there, but the offense is just, it's been bad. And Willie Taggart's not on the hot seat, and people who say that don't know what they're talking about. Even if I think boosters wanted him to be, he has a $25 million contract. It'd take about... I think it'd be 21 to buy him out, so that's not going to happen after 1 year. Well, but it's rough.
It's his first year. No one ever anywhere is going to be on a hot seat after year one as a new head coach. That's just not a thing. So yeah, if you hear that somebody just, they don't know what they're talking about clearly, ever. Yeah, it's year one. It's game 3 of, you know, him as the head coach. He has nothing to do with the players on the field right now. That being said, you know, so he's got to do something, obviously, because I don't know. Syracuse is undefeated, right? Well, I'll start with that. Syracuse is technically undefeated, but
they are.
I mean, week one, they beat Western Michigan, you know, get a little bit of action in on week one, but they only beat them 55-42.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
let up 40 points, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like you're up against some out of nowhere, you know, Syracuse that's going to take over the ACC. They're going to be, they might be a little bit better than they usually are, but they're not going to do much further than that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, well, I mean, we can talk about teams coming up like Boston College.
Yeah, Boston College, like, they've, so last year, I remember going into that BC game a few weeks before, you know, came up Florida State, I was like, this would be a pretty easy win. They had barely scrounged any offense. Their defense was putrid. And then they put in A.J. Dillon at running back. And I think A.J. Dillon saved Steve Adazio's job. I mean, they are rolling. I haven't seen a competent QB at BC since Patrick Toles a few years ago, who transferred from Kentucky. And Anthony Brown's their quarterback. He's doing okay, but A.J. Dillon, man, he's a monster. And I mean, they're ranked right now. I could see them reaching 10 wins. I don't think they will, but it's definitely possible. And I don't, you know, I can't see really many teams in the ACC Atlantic besides Clemson beating them. And they could upset the Tigers. Like, it's going to be not a toss-up. I think Clemson will be favored by at least 15, but that'll be an interesting game to see later on in the year. I'm definitely impressed with them so far.
I mean, so there's somebody that works and writes at Belly Up Sports, where I'm also a writer for, who going into this season was on the group chat saying that Boston College was going to be in the playoffs. And we all were just heckling the shit out of him. Like, what the fuck are you even... like, you're high, right? Like, what are you tripping on?
Yeah.
And now he's like, just wait. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm getting a little nervous, dude. I was making fun of you so hard. Like, what do you know? I didn't know. But I will say, Boston College doesn't have that easy of a run going into it. In, what, 2 weeks, they play at NC State. Then they play Louisville, granted, you know, they'll probably win that game. But then they have to play Miami, Virginia Tech, and Clemson back to back to back. So
yeah, that's a rough schedule.
Right, like, that's a pretty tough schedule, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's not, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, the year that they're finally starting to come together, I'm like, I'm looking at their schedule. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if they can make it through all that. I think they're gonna have to take at least two losses. But I guess for Boston College though, that's really good.
Oh yeah, they had like strings of just 7-6 years and 6-7, then you know 3-9. And Adazio is kind of giving them some stability, but like, if I'm a BC fan, 10 wins is amazing. I mean, if you look at their schedule, like they go to NC State, they go to Purdue. Purdue may give them some trouble, even though they've been really like, I had high expectations for Purdue, and they're
Purdue
still
just lost
their
to
face.
Yeah, Purdue has let me down so much already in week three I'm like, nah, fuck them. They lost every game.
Oh yeah, no, I feel the same way. Just I don't know enough about BC so far, but I think they get a dub there. Like until they face Miami in late October, they probably won't lose the game. NC State's gonna be tough at Carter Finley.
Okay, I was just
gonna
ask
as a Florida State fan.
I was just gonna ask about that. You think they're gonna roll through NC State?
Roll through? No, beat. I think they'll probably be favored in that game. I mean, NC. I don't really know anything about NC State. They haven't really played anybody so far. They are undefeated, but
so that was gonna be this last weekend. They were supposed to host West Virginia. That would have been such a like good game to see how NC State really is this year. Because West Virginia, great team this year.
Absolutely, yeah.
They probably would have taken the L, but you know, it would help us gauge where they're at. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's super unfortunate. Like they play Marshall. Marshall's not what they were with when Rakeem Cato was there, and it's still a Group of Five team, which not all Group of Five teams are bad. I know as a Houston fan,
I'm not trying to
go there.
I can bring up some past with Florida State.
Oh, please don't, man. That game scarred
Sleep
me.
Sleep on us G5ers.
No, AAC should be a Power Six conference. I'm on board
with
that.
Thank you. But yeah, no, you have a good point though, because all they play until Boston College is Marshall and then Virginia. Marshall away, I mean, that doesn't really matter, but Virginia at home, they're going to win that. So you have a really good point there. It's like we're going to be going into that game not really sure that much about either team. Like, that's going to be a good game.
We're going into NC State BC probably with undefeated NC State and undefeated Boston College, which is weird as hell. But it'll be fun, I think.
Dude, that is a hot take. But you're right. I mean, that's the only way to look at it. I think you're right.
Yeah, unless something like crazy happens between now and then, I can't. I honestly hope that's what makes college football fun. Like two undefeated teams that probably like no one expected to be undefeated. Right. That'll be a fun game. But I think BC will get the dub there. But yeah, like both teams, man, they've both gotten off to hot starts. I like you said, I wish NC State would have played West Virginia just because I wanted to see Ryan Finley and Will Grier on the same field. They're both pretty like high draft prospects. I think Finley's kind of overrated, but that's just me.
Ooh, okay.
So, but I mean, it would have been good to see them play. Like we'd got gouged where NC State is, or gauged. Gouged is the wrong word. Gauged where NC State is.
Florida, weird accent. You just say words different than everyone else.
We're just different, dude. Honestly, we're just really different.
Yeah, I can tell from the news. It's cool. I'm in Texas, man. We get it too. But I guess moving down the line for the Atlantic, looking at Louisville, I mean, where do you put them this year? Their last game, they only beat Western Kentucky by, what was it, 3 points? I think it was 3 points.
Yeah. It was 17. Yeah, it was 3 points, 20-17. Yeah. Truthfully, like I don't really know what to think of Louisville. Like they're 2-1. They got smoked by Bama, but then again, like,
so does
Alabama with Tua now. Like Alabama, normally amazing defense, average offense, average QB, and amazing running back. Now they have an amazing quarterback, which is scary as hell.
It's not even fair at this point.
It's not fair at all. Like really, now you got a good quarterback.
Right. At least like when Clemson played the national championship, they had Deshaun Watson. So it was like you know, the QB favored team versus the power defense and running back team. And it was great. But now it's just like, well, fuck everybody else, I guess.
Basically, yeah, it's like there's no hope for anybody now. And I mean, Louisville, like Bobby Petrino's a good coach, terrible human being, but good coach.
Right.
I don't know if they'll make a bowl game. I love their quarterback just because he has a dope name. His name's Juwan Pass, but his nickname's Puma, so they call him Puma Pass, which is awesome.
Oof, that's tight. Yeah.
They play Virginia this weekend. I don't know. I think Virginia probably will win.
That's what I was just going to say. It's at home for Virginia. I could see Virginia beating Louisville at home, and that's when you know Louisville has kind of hit their rock bottom.
Yeah, no, this is a rebuilding year for them, definitely.
Big time. Yeah, it's tough. Well, I guess Louisville-Florida State will be interesting the week after that, sadly enough.
Yeah. I have no confidence in Florida State at all, but we'll see. Maybe they figure it out. I've been saying that for 3 weeks now. So, well, I mean, I don't know about that game.
Dude, remember LSU last year? Just keep thinking back to that. As a Florida State fan, you should just look back at LSU last year and be like, they got smoked by Troy in week one and forgotten about until the very, you know, end of the season when they came back. So, as a Florida State fan, that should be, like, what you're looking towards.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a hope. And then I look at, like, Auburn from 2012 and they were terrible, but they had the talent to go to the national title the next year. That makes me feel better. But this year, man, I don't know about them. But I could see Louisville winning that game. I think that's a toss-up. Will they make a bowl game? Maybe 6-6, looking at their schedule? I don't know.
Yeah, y'all play, what, Northern Illinois?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I want to go down this list and be like, yeah, win. But, like,
I can't.
I really can't because I don't know. Like, you should definitely beat Northern Illinois. But I say that now, and like at the end of this weekend, I'm gonna be like texting you, like, "Damn, sorry, man. I shouldn't have even said that. I'm so sorry."
Oh no, I'm gonna be at the game. When I was at the Samford game, it was dreadful.
Yeah,
the NIU game's gonna be rough.
What was that like at the Samford game? Were y'all just looking around like, "Oh shit, we're not gonna be good this year"?
Oh, after so their first offensive play was a touchdown. Our freshman five-star got burned. And I turned to my buddy who he was my quarterback in high school. I was like, dude, we're not going to a bowl game. He's like, you're crazy, man. We're going to whip them. It's going to be like 50-7. End of the second half, he's like, we're not winning this game.
You're like, wait, what team is this? Fuck.
Yeah, we were like, Sam, what is this? So,
at least with the Virginia Tech game, you know, I even wrote this in my article. I was, you know, the Virginia Tech game, new coach, you know, they only scored 24 points. Very good team. You can look at it with some optimism, but you're like, okay, we'll go to a bowl at least, but we're not getting much better than that. But after week two against Samford at home, you're like, oh, fuck.
We're staying in Tallahassee for Christmas.
Yeah, shit. We might be walking home with like three wins this season.
Yeah, honestly, that's a possibility. I think they get it together. But yeah, man, that Louisville game, I think that's like for both teams, really, that could decide how their seasons go. Like, I think if Knowles beat NIU and beat Louisville, I think they could be on track to make a bowl game. If they don't beat Louisville, that may be the deciding win. And same with the Cardinals. Like, looking at their schedule, they got Georgia Tech. That's I think, a toss-up, too. I think BC and Wake and Clemson are all three losses. Then you got Syracuse, NC State, and Kentucky. The way Syracuse and Kentucky are playing now, too, you don't know about those.
Right.
Games, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're in the Atlantic, which doesn't help, right?
Yeah, I mean,
when it comes to football, at least, that's the conference you do and don't want, or the division you do and don't want to be in. Because, you know, you can make a big statement in that division, but you can also, you know, get upset randomly by NC State or a Boston College. So it's definitely a tougher one to be in. Clemson, do you think they're the real deal?
I do. I think they just need to move on from Kelly Bryant. Like, his legs, keep him involved in the game, but they're real. Like, that Texas A&M game, I've seen a few people say, oh, well, you know, they were tested. They barely won against an average A&M team. But you go into College Station, come out with a win, a hard-fought win against a well-coached second-year, first-year
well-coached. Well-coached, huh? I wonder why you're saying that.
Yeah, well-coached Jimbo Fisher team. In his second game there. I mean, that's a good win for them, man. And I think they're the real deal. I don't know if they're going to beat Alabama in the playoff, because that's where I see them. I think this weekend against Georgia Tech is going to be a big test for them just because it's on the road, but I don't think they'll have much problems after the third quarter. So, yeah, I think they're real. But like I said, that BC game right before – 2 weeks before South Carolina, that's going to be huge. I honestly think BC might give them a lot of trouble. It's on the road. Boston College is a weird place to play. You never know. It really is, yeah.
Interesting. I've never been there. You know what? I don't think I've ever been to an ACC game, football game at all.
They're weird. They're fun, but they're weird.
Interesting. I've been to a lot of SEC and Big 12 games. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, we are going to come back to the Clemson quarterback talk, though. So remember that, because I want to talk about that more. I guess just to wrap up at least the Atlantic – Wake Forest, I mean, what do you say about Wake Forest?
Honestly, Rattlesnake, like, man, with Wake, they go as Sam Hartman goes, or true freshman, or he might be a redshirt freshman, but he's a true freshman. He either will throw three picks and throw just a mind-boggling interception that throws you off, or he'll just throw an amazing touchdown. Like, he's a ridiculously talented guy who's so young. He's their quarterback of the future. I don't really know what to make of them yet. Like, they have playmakers. Greg Dortch is a beast. Last year as a freshman, he torched everyone in the ACC. Their defense is not as good as it has been in years past. They lost a lot of guys from last year's 8-5 squad that was actually really, really good. Obviously, they're replacing John Walford. I have them going to a bowl game, going 7-5. This week, I don't really know how it's going to go against Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's overhyped. Can you recognize that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Vanderbilt kept it so close at Notre Dame. And I mean, Wake, we're talking about how good BC is, but Wake just lost to BC by touchdown.
Yeah.
So
no, Wake's good, man.
They're going to beat Rice, but here's the problem once again. Then they have to come up to Clemson. They're playing at Florida State. Like, I'm not going to get into that one because I'm talking to you. They're playing at Louisville. Who knows about that one? They take Syracuse at home, at NC State, Pitt. They got a pretty good schedule. I could see them definitely going to a bowl game. You're right.
Yeah, and their coach, Dave Clawson, man, I remember him, he took over for Jim Grobe, and they had no talent, like consistently ranked in the 80s for recruiting, which if you're a P5 program, that's unacceptable.
Right.
Like, he's just brought them to, like, they're competitive with us. They've almost beaten Clemson the last few years every once in a while. Sometimes they get
really exciting games to watch, actually.
Yeah, man. Like, I like Wake. I like their program. I like their coach. Like, they're going to be fun to watch this year, even if they aren't as good as they were last season. And that Clemson game, I think they eventually, like, it's going to be one of those games where they may jump out to a 10-7 lead halfway through the first quarter and people freak out on Twitter and they lose by 40. But it could be a good game to watch. And then they kind of get a break with FSU, Louisville, and Syracuse. So, yeah, I think they could definitely make a bowl game, maybe go 7-5. We'll see. They got Duke at the end because Duke's all of a sudden sort of good. The ACC is weird this year. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, for such a boring school like Wake Forest, like, you got to be good at something. Like, Winston-Salem sucks, dude. Like,
I've never been there.
It's pretty, and I'm sure if I was like a 60-year-old man, I might enjoy it. But yeah, it's not very fun.
I'm sure.
So, okay, just to wrap up the Atlantic talk, you're thinking BC could give Clemson a run for their money this year to take the Atlantic?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. That O-line and Clemson D-line is going to be fun. Like, it's boring to most people, but if you really like football and you like watching line battles, BC's O-line is fantastic. And, that matchup, if everyone stays healthy, is going to be really fun to watch.
Okay. All right. That's the Atlantic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we will come right back after a word from our sponsors. Do you love football, but are just too small to play? Are you really good at soccer, but live in America, so it's just considered more of a hobby? Do you enjoy football as a sport, but prefer to sit on the sidelines than have to actually play on the field? Would you like to tell people you're on a football team without having to actually play any football? Hi, I'm Kyle, and I can teach even you how to be a kicker in NCAA or, depending on your eligibility, even professional football. Was I a kicker myself? No. I played an actual position in real football, junior college, East Texas, Kilgore. But that doesn't mean I don't know how to teach you. Absolutely anyone can kick a football. Did you know in Division I college football right now, the average is only 73% field goals made? That's essentially the equivalent of a C-. And they've only kicked like 4 field goals. So what I'm saying is, if you could kick 2 out of the 4 field goals, I could get you a spot on a Division I college football team. Hell, if you made one of them, you'd be playing for Florida State. Why don't we kick? Start your career in football. So come on down to Kyle's Kicking Camp in Tyler, Texas, where even you can be a kicker in football, the most inclusive position in any sport. All right, welcome back. We have now wrapped up talking shit about Florida State, which we got out of the way right away, so it didn't have to hurt too. It was like ripping the Band-Aid off for you. And then we kind of talked about the Atlantic and who we thought would be where. So now let's move on to the Coastal, because the Coastal's kind of an interesting division this year, wouldn't you say?
It's interesting every year, dude. That's true. That division's messed up.
Yeah. The ACC is so lopsided, man.
It is.
All right. Virginia Tech, are they the real deal?
See, I thought they were after they beat Florida State. Now that Florida State we know is kind of garbage, I don't know. I think they reached 10 wins. They're breaking in a lot of new guys on defense. They lost Terrell Edmonds from last season, who was just a monster. But Josh Jackson, his second year, he's looked pretty good so far. They play Old Dominion this week. That's probably going to be an easy win. Old Dominion's, they're 0-3, which sucks because I like Old Dominion. I think in 2 weeks, they have a cool logo. Their game against Duke's going to be good. I think the Blue Devils, who are once again off to a hot start, they beat Baylor last week. They'll both be undefeated going into that game, barring a huge upset.
To be fair, it's Baylor, right? Let's not jump the gun on that. That's beating a G5 team right now.
They did also beat Northwestern, which isn't as good as we thought. But I
was just going to say, Northwestern just lost too.
Yeah.
To Akron, I believe, right? Last week.
They did.
Yeah.
They absolutely did.
All right. I am excited. I'm hoping Virginia Tech's legit. I like when Virginia Tech's good. I don't know how you feel about them as an ACC fan, but
I like Virginia Tech.
It's fun. It makes it fun. I like when the ACC it's a really fun conference to watch. So it's entertaining when Virginia Tech's good. So I can't wait for them to play Notre Dame because I really hope they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only, like, I hope they're legit this year just so they can beat Notre Dame because I would love that.
That'd
or
be awesome.
Know what? They don't even have to be good. They could lose every single game up until that and then beat Notre Dame. That actually might be better.
I'd be fine with that.
What about Pitt?
Pitt, so one of my buddies who I host the podcast Going Coastal, which is no longer with us, rest in peace. he's a big Pitt fan. He hypes up Pitt.
What?
He told me this year they were good. He's from Florida, but
that's a thing?
He plays baseball in Pennsylvania, so he covers them and he became a big fan.
I didn't even know Pitt had fans. I thought it was
they
just
don't
like
have many.
Kids that didn't go to Penn State.
They don't have many, but okay. They have some.
Interesting.
It's kind of like in Texas how like if you're not good enough to get into UT or A&M or any of those, and you go to Texas State, East USA, it's like that.
Interesting. Okay, actually knew that about Texas State, so I'm impressed.
I had a friend here who went to Texas State, and
really,
he said it was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a party school if you didn't go to UT.
Yeah, I've never been to San Marcos, but like, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Pitt, dude, like they gave Penn State a run in the first half and they got murdered in the second half. I think they'll beat UNC this week. They're going to lose to UCF. After that, maybe go 5-7. Pat Narduzzi is a good coach, but they've got a really young team, breaking in a lot of new guys. So we'll see. I don't think they make a bowl game. I think they go 5-7, but I hope they beat Notre Dame because that'd be funny.
Yeah, so I base my how I like teams based off like my emotions, and they let me down with the Penn State game.
Big time.
Right. They embarrassed me, in fact, because I'm out here, 2018 is my year, to talk shit about the Big Ten, right? I'm just going off on everything Big Ten, just saying that they're overrated, yada, yada, yada. And then Pitt makes me look like a fucking idiot with getting their asses beat by Penn State. And I was like, all right, well, fuck you, Pitt. I'm out on you for the rest of the year. So, that's how I view Pitt. They embarrassed me. Virginia. They,
yeah.
I mean, they have a loss. Not a good loss, either.
No. Not at all. That's the thing about, especially the Coastal, like, I don't know if you ever watched the old College Football Final, but they had, like, the ACC Wheel of Destiny. Because you never know what's going to happen. Virginia is a wild card to me. Like, their coach, Bronco Mendenhall, is a really good coach. They lost, Benkert from last year, who was an amazing quarterback. This game against Louisville is going to be really telling on how they're going to do the rest of the year. I think they do make a bowl game, go 6-6, probably drop games to Duke, Miami, and VT, and maybe Georgia Tech. But, I mean, they're going to beat Pitt. They're going to beat Liberty.
I was just going to say, they get Liberty at the end of the season. Like, what?
Yeah,
they're just
nice,
setting
man.
Themselves up for a bowl game with that.
They're like, you know, if we have, like, four wins and we can steal one from GT, let's throw Liberty in there for that sixth one since
exactly.
they count now.
Exactly. Never forget, Liberty beat Baylor.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's the only thing.
Do people in Texas hate Baylor? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. There's so many schools there.
Yeah, there's a lot of schools, right? So, like, we all hate each other, but we can come together to hate schools. So, like, I grew up in Central Texas, so I have a lot of friends that went to UT, right? So I'll hang out with a lot of UT people, and we'll talk shit about the Aggies and, obviously, Tech.
Good man.
Unfortunately, we lost to Tech, but Tech is, like, a fucking joke here in Texas. Yeah, Baylor. We make fun of Aggies because they're a cult. Baylor because it's in Waco. That fucking sucks. And TCU's all right. Nobody really has any beef with TCU. But then if I'm hanging out with a bunch of Aggies, we'll talk shit about UT. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Thankfully,
yeah,
I went to a small enough school where like people don't really care about us, so nobody really talks shit. Yeah, I don't know if Florida's similar because you'll have so many schools as well. But
we do.
I mean, speaking of Florida, we can talk about Miami right now.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Malik Rozier sucks. They need a new quarterback. But they'll probably be 5-1 when they play Florida State because they got FIU this week, which FIU is not going to beat them. But, I mean, if you're bored and want to watch an interesting game, it'll be interesting. Butch Davis is a good coach.
Yeah.
But I think Virginia Tech's going to win the Coastal this year. Miami's just, they replace a lot on defense. I think Juwan Johnson's out for a few games, who was an All-American safety last season. And like I said, Malik Rozier, he's just not very good. He turns the ball over too much. He makes really poor decisions. He single-handed, like, he was a big reason why they lost three games down the stretch last year, because they had the talent to beat all those teams except Clemson, especially Pitt. Right. So they may go 9-3. I think that may be their ceiling with Richt right now. But yeah, Rozier, until they like break in a new quarterback this year, I can't see him getting anywhere maybe past the top 15.
I mean, I could see them with three losses just kind of throwing out, because they already got LSU and then, you know, BC and Virginia Tech. I mean, I think that's pretty fair. They might be able to sneak by with only two losses. That would be really impressive, since they opened up their season with a loss. So, I mean, that'd be really impressive. But LSU is clearly legit, so it's not a bad loss.
Yeah, it's not a bad loss at all.
No, they didn't lose to them too badly. Yeah, Miami's Miami's doing well. Like you said, they were really good last year. Ended up being a little disappointing. So, yeah, I think they've kind of taken Florida State's old spot of having like three losses every season.
So, yeah.
Two or three losses. Not a bad year. Yeah, exactly.
Not a bad year at all.
Yeah, that's why what did you say? You expected 7-9 wins going into the season. And in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, fuck you. That's such a Florida State thing to think. like going to school like Houston, you're like, dude, hell yeah, that's tight. Like, I'd love that. But you're just like, yeah, we should have 7 or 9, definitely. Like, god damn it.
You should hear some of the alumni here, man. Like, if it's not a 12-0 season, like, one loss is unacceptable. It's insane sometimes.
Well, I mean, y'all wanted Jimbo Fisher out, right?
No, I disagree with some of the stuff he did, but, like, he's an amazing coach.
But there was quite a bit of Florida State fans that wanted to get rid of him, if I'm not mistaken.
So a lot of them wanted him gone because he had been flirting with LSU for, like, 2 years and Texas a few years ago. That was why, and they felt like he'd quit on the team, which, if you looked at our recruiting, it kind of had. Right. But
it was dipping, yeah.
It was a weird situation.
I was honestly a little unsure about him going to A&M just because I felt like he's not the oldest coach by any means, but it just seemed like he was, like, tired of it. I don't know how else to put it. And so when A&M said how much they were going to pay him, I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah, you know, the past couple years at Florida State, he's a great coach, but he hasn't been putting in as much effort. It looks like I'm already wrong on that take. He looks like he's back in full force.
Oh, he got rejuvenated, that money man, and he's out of Tallahassee, which, lucky for him, because Tallahassee kind of sucks.
Does it?
So
I've never been.
FSU is a great school. Like, the campus is great, but the city as a whole just kind
of
sucks.
Interesting. I've been to a lot of places in Florida. Well, mostly just like the Panhandle. So I guess that's not saying much. Because that's like y'all's white trash area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Lower Alabama, as they call it.
It's Lower Alabama. It's Lower Alabama until you get to Ocala, and then from Ocala to, like, Orlando, it's weird.
Okay, so I've only really hung out in the Keys and Lower Alabama.
Okay,
That's my exposure to Florida.
Tallahassee is just a weird spot, but also part of the reason he left, like, it's been widely publicized, he had those, like, marital issues, which sucks.
Right.
But
Yeah, regardless, he's a good coach. And
he's a good coach, yeah.
Hopefully for y'all's sake, Willie Taggart can live up to the expectations. Do you have any feeling towards that?
I think he will. I think the ceiling with him is like probably 10-win seasons, which I'd be fine with. I don't know if we'll ever win a national title, but he'll get it together. Like, within 3 years, we'll be fine. I'm not super worried. This year is just going worse than I expected it. But 3 games into the season, like, things can turn around.
So, I mean, I'm sure you remember, because I don't know exactly how old you are, but I imagine maybe, like, middle school or maybe elementary school for you. College football used to be, every year was a little bit different, you know. Every year, another team would be winning the national championship, right? It wasn't quite like it is now, with just Clemson or Alabama, and then randomly Ohio State. So, I mean, for you to say, like, we probably won't win a national championship... You know, back in the day, for those older alumni, they're like, well, that's bullshit. We should definitely get one. But, I mean, it's honestly, like, almost unrealistic with Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban and Urban.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't even really fathom another team really competing.
No, it's in Georgia, I guess, now. Georgia's going to take...
You're right.
Georgia's going to take Alabama's spot when Saban retires, so
yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah, you're right, man. It's kind of depressing. I don't want to go too deep into this, but I think the college football playoffs have kind of fucked things up. I was totally on board until now, this conversation. I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck the college football playoffs. Because it's honestly, it kind of sucks now. It just like, it was supposed to be more inclusive, right? It was supposed to give these other schools a fighting chance. But in fact, it's been the opposite.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember the year Ohio State won it? They weren't even technically supposed to get in because they didn't win the Big Ten. And people were saying TCU or Baylor should have gone. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like, it was just like, well, it's Ohio State, so they're going to go regardless. Just like last year with Alabama. They're like, it's Alabama. They're going. Don't even question it.
Yeah, it's basically giving teams like Alabama, when they don't even win their division, a chance to get in the playoff. And then, you know, even if they are the best team, if you don't win your division, I don't think you deserve to be in there. But that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. I might have you back on just so we can do an entire podcast on how to fix the fucking playoffs.
Oh, my God. We're just going down a rabbit hole, man.
Yeah, exactly. I guess just to wrap up Coastal, we have to talk about Carolina because they're technically in that division, although it's football, and we don't want to have to talk about Carolina with football.
Yeah, I was gonna say if we don't have to, I won't. But they're bad.
They're,
I think,
really
Fedora's
bad.
Gone. They're bad. Like ECU is bad, and ECU smoked
them.
Dude, so.
my parents, my cousins, my little brother, they were all tailgating that game because like all my family went to ECU, and they won. And I was just like, holy shit!
Oh God!
And I was
you
realize that this means nothing about your program and just shows how bad Carolina is, right? And they're like, yeah, we know.
Basically, and like I hope that they rebound for Florence. Like that'd be a cool story. All the North Carolina schools doing well after Hurricane Florence. That'd be dope, but they won't because they're bad.
No,
they may win two games this year, maybe. I mean, Western Carolina and Pitt. I really don't know.
Yeah. Carolina's just so bad. Like
they're bad,
before
man.
The ECU game, I looking at their schedule, I think I could have guessed some. Even Western Carolina, I'm like, shit, I don't know. ECU is so fucking bad. Like, who
they're
knows?
Really bad.
They might not win a single game this year. Could you imagine?
It's possible. I can't stress enough. ECU is bad, and they got smoked.
Exactly.
So that should tell us something. Yeah,
dude, like, they're so lucky. They're quote-unquote postponing the UCF game, but they should probably just go ahead and cancel that now. Because that's just another L on their schedule.
That would have been embarrassing for them. UCF would have beat them by 40 points.
Yeah, like they should just cancel that one, you know. And they honestly, should. No, UCF should offer to cancel it just because they just went through a hurricane. They should be like, you know, we're from Florida. We know how it is. We'll be nice and we'll just extend the offer to cancel so they don't have to look like they're waving the white flag after a hurricane.
UCF should just cancel the rest of season, declare themselves undefeated national champs, honestly.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do next. Might as well,
yeah.
Right? Since they've already claimed that for themselves. Even as an AAC fan and a G5er, I will say I'm so happy that my school has never done something like that.
Does that piss you off? Because like, I'm around a lot of UCF people being from Orlando, and they like went from annoying to super cocky.
So, I mean,
and it pisses me off.
I don't deal with any UCF people, obviously, because I'm in Texas, but online, I deal with a lot of them because they're, I would say us and them are the two loudest fan bases for like the AAC schools. So I deal with them a lot, and you know, I respect it because they're really loud online like we are. But the fucking national championship thing. So, yeah, that pushed me over the limit. I was like, all right, y'all were just seemed like a dedicated fan base before this. Now you just seem fucking annoying.
Yeah, it
like,
got annoying.
Like they formed a little cult. And they're like, no, we truly believe this. We drank the Kool-Aid. And I'm like, holy shit, all right, calm down. Like at first I thought they were trolling. And I was like, oh, that's funny. You know, that's a funny like fucking meme for a little bit. But then they're like, no, we're getting rings. We won the national championship. Like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. All right, dude, that's actually kind of creepy that you think that. I mean, I was just opened the podcast talking about the Houston-Florida State game in 2015. Well, technically, yeah, it was 2015 because it was the 31st. That was the fucking Chick-fil-A Bowl. The same thing that they won last year. We didn't go get rings declaring ourselves national champions. We were just happy with the bowl win because we're not psycho.
That'd be a good game, 2015 Houston or against 2017 UCF, Greg Ward, McKenzie Milton. I'd want to see that.
Dude. Oh, man. If only they still had NCAA football.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that would have been tight to like play some old historical teams like that.
Yeah.
I guess moving on, Duke. What do you think? You think Duke is legit this year?
I think they're good. Not like top 25 good, but good. They'll beat NC Central this week. Probably lose to VT after that. But 4-1 heading to Atlanta on October 13th. Not bad for Duke. If you told me that 10 years ago, I'd be shocked. David Cutcliffe is like my favorite coach in college football. So I think they'll go 7-5. They should be pretty good this year. I'm really impressed with them every year. They just retool and get better. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking hate Duke. But it's only really like Duke basketball I hate.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Yeah. It's like when they do good in football, I'm like, well, I guess good for them. But then I see their logo and that like blue color, and I'm like, oh, no, fuck them. Never mind. So I don't completely hate them when it comes to football. But honestly, looking at their schedule, it's weird because they beat Baylor. They beat Northwestern. But oddly enough, I think their best win is Army. Yeah, it's kind of weird to say, but Army is better than Northwestern and Baylor this year. So they beat Army pretty handily. So yeah, I think they're legit. They'll go to a bowl game this year. They have to play Clemson and Miami and Virginia Tech. So those are three losses right off the bat. But other than that, they could win every other game.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think besides that, like Wake probably is going to be a loss, but 8-4 for Duke, man, like that's
I don't know. It's at home. I think last game of the season, they might be able to take that one. Yeah, that game will be interesting. Georgia Tech, like you said, obviously in Atlanta, that'll also be interesting. So, you know, I would chalk them up to like 4 losses this whole season.
Yeah. No. Same.
That would be a great season for them.
It's so weird, like you said, like Duke basketball, I hate their guts. Duke football, I'm always like, yeah, go Duke. Like, I like David Cutcliffe. Right. It's really weird, man.
It's because they're so bad you, like, have pity for them.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I guess last but not least, Georgia Tech, that just weird random team that you can never really pin down.
I think when we were texting earlier, I said, like, I think everyone in the Coastal is a contender aside from UNC and Pitt. Now, Georgia Tech lost to Pitt. But
that's right, because I brought up, I was like, what about Georgia Tech? And you're like, no, I think they have a chance too. And I was like, do you fucking go to Georgia Tech? Like, be honest with me.
Yeah, no, they're so hard to prepare for. Taquan Marshall's a beast. Their defense isn't very good, but like, you just never know with them. Like, I remember when they beat us 2015, I thought they were going to be good. They went 3-9. In 2014, they weren't supposed to be good. They went, I think, 11-2 or 10-3 and beat Georgia and Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They're really weird. Like, I don't see them making a run this year, but it wouldn't surprise me if they went 8-4 or 7-5, but I don't see them making a bowl game now. But I just list them as contender because with Paul Johnson, I never know. I never know how they're going to do.
I will say also, one of my really good friends lived with them for a long time. He graduated from Georgia Tech, and that's the only thing I know about Georgia Tech, by the way. He doesn't shut up about it, so that's all I know. He said that there's some kind of new rule with the ACC where you're not allowed to schedule Georgia Tech after a bye anymore because schools like to do that so they can prepare for them better. Have you heard anything like this? Is this a thing?
I haven't. It might be. Like, that makes sense because, like, I remember whenever we face them in the regular season, it's off a bye because their freaking triple option messes everybody up.
Yeah, so you need an extra week to practice. That makes total sense. But I was like, holy shit, how did you convince that to be a rule, though? Like, that just seems like an unofficial
agreement type thing. Yeah. Like, yo, quit scheduling us after buys. That's bullshit. And then the other ADs are like, stop running the triple option. That's bullshit.
And yeah, exactly. I would just be like, no, fuck you. I'm going to schedule you after buy and beat you every year. Suck a dick. Okay. Yeah. My only thing is with Georgia Tech, they have one win. They're 1-2. And I mean, granted, USF is a good team, and USF, you know, came back and won that game. But Pitt?
I don't know.
1924? I can't see it. I can't, because then this weekend they have Clemson at home, so that just kills one of their home games. That almost sucks. Yeah. You know? You're like, yeah. Well, fuck, I wish I would have played them away because I'm going to lose regardless. And then beyond that, it's just like, I don't know, man. They'll have a couple more wins, but I don't see it. I don't see it, but maybe I'm wrong, and you can text me at the end of the season and be like, I told you they're going to have 9 wins this year.
With them, I just never try to count them out because they'll make me look stupid. So
that's true. Yeah, watch. I'm going to look like a fucking retard now. I guess, okay, so we went through it. So you would say for the ACC Conference Championship, it would be Clemson versus who? Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I'm saying Virginia Tech. Maybe okay. Miami, but my pick's Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I think that's a safe pick. I think that's absolutely... Like, in an alternate universe, it would be BC versus Miami.
But yeah, that'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, but we don't live in that universe. So it's going to be Clemson and Virginia Tech. I guess to wrap this episode up, because there's only so much we can say about the ACC, which I guess is rude of me to say since you had an ACC podcast. But we will talk about the Clemson quarterback battle. What are your thoughts?
Not that I think Kelly Bryant's bad, but Trevor Lawrence is just so good. He's a true freshman. I get it. You want to stay loyal to the senior, but they roll with Trevor Lawrence. I don't think they lose a game the rest of the season until the playoff. They stick with Kelly Bryant, keep that kind of 2QB thing. They may still not lose a game, but I mean, Bryant's just not as good of a passer. He's a great runner. Keep him in for QB run situations and keep like kind of how Texas used, Justin Hurd, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of his name for a sec, but he's better than Hurd, but just use him in those situations and have Lawrence as a starter. I mean, they're stacked at running back and receiver anyway. Somehow Hunter Renfro's still in school, which seems unfair.
Were talking about the Texas quarterbacks?
Yeah, is it Justin Hurd? Was he the quarterback for Texas who scored that TD against Notre Dame?
Oh, shit. Okay, you're talking about like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't talk about this year. I was like, no. Okay, yeah. I think you're right. I think Kelly Bryant is a really good quarterback. It's kind of like Alabama, though. It's like he is a good quarterback, and at most other schools, he would be a great quarterback. But you're right, Trevor Lawrence is so good. And I remember that kid in high school being recruited and just being like, holy shit, this kid's going to be amazing.
Yeah, no, he's insane.
Because he's from South Carolina, right? Or was it Georgia?
From Georgia because he broke all of Deshaun Watson's records, right, which were astounding.
And he committed to Clemson early, if I remember correctly.
Really early. They dropped that bag pretty early.
Because he was the number one recruit that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think he is the better quarterback. I think most people would agree. But... like you said, even if they just played both of them, they would probably still win every single game.
Or at least that's what sucks.
or at least put Trevor Lawrence maybe a little bit more on certain games. If they have to play a game that's questionable. I think that's probably what they're gonna do this year. And then they'll probably lose round one of the playoffs. You think that they're gonna be matched up against Alabama?
I think honestly, they'll be either 1-2 or 1-3. So I don't think they'll be matched up in the first round, but second round, definitely. I like the playoff this year. I'm pretty sure it's going to be OSU, Georgia, Bama, and Clemson, but we'll see.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask you, because I'm doing that with everybody that comes on the podcast this season. I'm just asking, who do you think is going to be in the playoff? So you think it's going to be Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma is a decent case. I just don't know if they're going to continue. Kyler Murray's playing out of his mind. But I think they get tripped up at somewhere, and the Pac-12 is going to be left out because they suck. So
right. Let's, don't even worry about them. I refer to the Pac almost as a G5 conference now.
They're getting there, man.
Dude.
They're getting there.
I mean, they're kind of there. Like, they got Washington and Stanford's all right. Oregon shouldn't even be ranked, in my opinion, because they scored less than fucking UC Davis did when they played San Jose State. So,
we won't even get into the logo.
Yeah, we won't even get into there. So that, I think that's a really good way to look at the playoffs. I don't know though, man. It's tough. It's tough because I think Oklahoma deserves to be there. But so does Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I think you're right. It's between those five schools. And I really want to talk about why the playoffs suck, but we're going to do another episode about that because it's right on the tip of my tongue, but I'm holding it back because we're already at like an hour.
Yeah, no, we went a while. We went down the playoff rabbit hole, and I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's how you get tripped up every single time. We talked about the essentials this time. So if this episode was boring to you, fuck you, first of all. But we'll come back to the playoff stuff because I do want to get into this.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, I will be having you back on then, hopefully.
Awesome, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
if you ever have Going Coastal or another podcast, I'd love to come on. And just, if it's about the ACC, I won't have much to say other than just talking shit about random schools. Because they embarrass me. That's the only thing that I'll have to contribute, but... Yeah, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Rattlesnake. It was fun, man. Even if Florida State sucks, we can take crap on them. ACC talk's always fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm glad we could do it, and we'll be talking to you next time.
Awesome.
Peace.
Bird law in this country, it's not governed by reason.